It was March 12, 2020. The Playhouse on Rodney Square was close to opening its doors for hundreds of guests. Mark Fields remembers it well.
We had a theater production that was scheduled to open that night on this stage here in the Playhouse. It was called, ironically, The Play That Goes Wrong, and it certainly did go wrong. The governor made the decision a little after 4 o'clock that day, and we had 900 people coming to a show that night and another 5,000 over the weekend. And so our first act in the pandemic was to tell a whole bunch of people not to come to a play, which was a pretty painful thing to do.
Fields is executive director of The Grand, which includes the Playhouse, the Grand Opera House, and the Baby Grand in Wilmington. The pandemic shutdown was a difficult time for Julia Daugherty, Playhouse Operations Director, whose ties to the art scene go way back.
I actually started with The Grand in August of 2012 as the receptionist in the front office, greeting anybody that came into the office, doing mail duties, printer duties, making coffee in the morning. So I've kind of grown from my original position as receptionist in 2012.
Othel Heaney has been an usher at the Playhouse and the Grand since the mid-1980s. She now coordinates schedules among 200 volunteers and makes sure that performers have what they need. And she's doing this as she nears 90 years old. Early on in the pandemic, Heaney took it upon herself to check up on each of the volunteers.
So I made phone calls every day. Some of my call more, they was having problems. So I stay very busy.
With the space sitting empty, Fields says the Grand started to explore its options. With an eye toward that day, someday, when the Playhouse could reopen.
There hadn't been a major renovation done in the space since the 1990s, the early 1990s, and so the theater was looking kind of tired. It was very well used and well worn, and we knew it needed work, but we just didn't have the money to do it. And during the pandemic, we had a couple of benefactors, Garrett and Tatiana Copeland, who've been very generous to the Grand and a number of other causes here in Wilmington, step forward and say that we should take advantage of this pandemic to brighten up the theater and make it spectacular.
But this couldn't be a television-style demo and reno that's all done in an hour. There was history to think about. The Playhouse is known to have been built by 100 men in 150 working days. Before COVID, it was the country's longest continuously operated Broadway touring house. The goal, replace the carpeting, draperies, and lighting, and give the place a paint job, and provide guests new and wider seats, all while staying true to the Playhouse's roots. According to Fields, they worked with a specialist in historic theater seating, Irwin seating, to make sure everything was just right. The design of the Art Deco signs that point patrons to the balcony, the mezzanine, and the men's and ladies' rooms are incorporated in several ways.
And so we use that as the inspiration for the rest of our design. The end standards that are on the ends of the seats are a sunburst pattern that's very deco looking. Mm-hmm. The glass in the windows and the doors on the outside are a reeded glass that is also very deco. And even the carpet and the drapery have deco elements in them. Obviously, in replacing the seats, we had to replace the carpet under those seats because the wear patterns would be there from the seats. And so we have this really vibrant new design. The carpet before was a kind of a dull brown color with a very modest pattern in it. This is a really bold, colorful pattern that's in it, that's in the deco style and goes very well with the seats. The overall motif in the whole room is gold and cream and dark red, and the colors are vibrant, the designs are vibrant, and more than anything, it's very comfortable.
Up on the stage is another notable feature, according to Daugherty, a new, larger loading dock door.
And this door is actually very important for the simple fact that we actually had to turn down some productions because their set pieces were just way too large for us to fit through the original loading door. So by us having the new loading dock and giving us more height and width, we should be able to accept more productions with some larger set pieces that we couldn't do before.
And in the lobby, what's new is old. Marble, repurposed from other DuPont buildings, has been used to create a new bar area with more comfortable surrounding space. Amy Watson Bish is the marketing director for the Playhouse Broadway series.
We are now moving our bars to the alcove near the stairs here, but we now have a brand new bar off the side of the lobby. Mm-hmm. It is a gorgeous marble bar and with plenty of room to seat everybody.
With another nod to history, what was once the largest singular steel beam ever made tops the proscenium arch And backstage, if these walls could talk, they bear the signatures of numerous entertainers, politicians, and others who have taken the stage over the years, according to Fields.
Peter Noon is over there. Reuben Stoddard from American Idol.
Idol, yeah.
But here we have Maurice Hines of the Hines Brothers. It's Doris Kearns Goodwin. That's Julie Andrews. Behind you here is our politician wall. So we've got Joe Biden, George Bush, Tom Carper, Chris Coons, Jack Markell.
The whole experience of visiting the Playhouse has also been enhanced with upgrades to its surroundings at the DuPont Building, undertaken by the Puccini-Poland Group, new corridor lighting, and signage that makes it easier for visitors to find the theater. Just a few steps away is Le Cavalier at the Green Room and the Deco Food Hall, as well as apartments. The lobbies at Comores and M&T Bank have also been renovated. If you're getting reacquainted with the downtown entertainment scene, Watson Bish says generally the Playhouse and other venues have their own roles.
The Grand predominantly is our music variety series where we have comedians and music acts. And we have the Baby Grand, which are smaller up-and-coming acts or artists who prefer a more intimate performing experience. The Playhouse is predominantly our Broadway series. We will have some comedians on occasion. We've had a few music acts in the past, but predominantly it is our Broadway series that is housed here.
The Playhouse is moving forward with four Broadway musicals during the 2021-22 season.
It is a smaller season than we've had, but we were just dipping our toes back in after the pandemic. We didn't want to overwhelm anyone.
Like many venues across the country, proof of a COVID-19 vaccine will be required of audience members, or proof of a negative test no more than 72 hours before the event, if one is not vaccinated for a medical or religious exception. The reopening also allows the Grand and Playhouse to restart the Stage of Discovery series, in which school groups of younger students are able to attend performances, often dealing with a subject that they're learning in school. The Grand and Playhouse Managing Director Pam Bonacchio says during virtual learning, they did their best to maintain the connection.
This was another way to supplement the classroom learning with recorded, pre-recorded performances that they were able to watch. But it's not the same. You know, it's not the same as sitting in the theater, and we're just thrilled to be able to bring them back into a live setting over here.
Live shows for students start up in January. And Doherty, Watson Bish, and Fields say if the first few shows at the Grand and Baby Grand are any indication, it will be all smiles and maybe a few tears shed when the lights go up again at the Playhouse.
As my role, I am in a theater all the time, but when I'm not at work, my family loves going to live shows. So the pandemic kind of crushed us on both fronts, working front and personal front. So to open the theater again and have patrons come back, it touches my heart because I know how much I missed it and how much my family personally missed going to live events. It'll be wonderful to see a house full of people after 600 plus days of not having anything in these buildings.
They're happy to see a show, but they're happy to see them in these spaces in particular.
Othel Heaney is also looking forward to being in the house, working, and enjoying multiple shows on reopening weekend.
Oh, it's magnificent. It's really beautiful. I hope everybody will take the time to come and sit.
In Wilmington, Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.